Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev, where right now prices are reduced by $7,500 or more on 2017 Corvette Stingrays with 0% financing for 60 months. Winter pricing in August at Lakewood Chev.
Our next guest, he can have much more insightfulness on it as Jeff Ulrich joins us once again from DraftKings. Jeff, we're getting into the final preseason games, and every year there's always a few vets. We just saw Hayden get cut from Cleveland. Of course, the Pittsburgh Steelers signed him up very quickly to a three-year deal, so people wondering once again what the hell are the Browns doing. But do you see any running back, receiver-type guys, tight ends even, who are a real jeopardy of potentially losing their job and impacting fantasy leagues?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of them to keep an eye on tonight. Especially, I think running back is such a sort of churn-it-out position that teams are starting to get a little bit smarter there. So a couple of guys I'd really keep my eye on, Deion Lewis in New England. They have so many backs there right now. Rex Burkhead and Mike Gillisley are locks. For roster spots. Rex Burkhead was really good in sort of the multi-dimensional role. And with Julian Edelman out, I think he's going to be used more as a receiver. Brandon Bolden is still there. And there's also a guy named DJ Foster who he's pretty good. He's a really good receiver too. So they legitimately have five backs. Deion Lewis has a big contract. I won't be shocked at all if he gets cut. A couple other long shots at running back. LeGarrette Blount and Eddie Lacy. Eddie Lacy is kind of in the same situation in Seattle. They have a lot of good backs there. Chris Carson is a good rookie. J.D. McIsaac, the coaches like him. And then you have Thomas Rawls and C.J. Procees. I would actually say Eddie Lacy is like the fifth best back there, and he's also pretty expensive. I'm not sure if they're going to cut him just because it might be a little bit embarrassing after they kind of signed him to some big money, but I wouldn't be shocked, to be frank, if that happened. And then also LeGarrette Blount, he's just a poor fit. I don't understand that signing at all. The Eagles do not run good power formations. They don't run they don't use the similar formations that the Patriots did last year to run him with a fullback and stuff like that. So he's been a poor fit. He's a bit of a long shot, but you could see his name get cut.
All right, my fantasy draft's tonight. So this is going to be all about my personal questions. I hope my buddies aren't listening. So I'm looking at Seattle, you know, and I see, you know, they're talking about trading maybe Jermaine Kearse, the guys like that. But because of Tyler Lockett and Kaysen Williams, are these two guys that might be reasonable pickups later in the rounds?
Yeah. I really like Lockett a lot. He's a really talented guy. He hasn't really popped yet in the NFL. If you're in a deep league, I would definitely recommend. He's probably not even going to get drafted in most leagues, to be honest, because he's so far off the radar right now. I would really keep an eye on him as the season goes, because of all the other players they have outside of Doug Baldwin, he's the best. He's got the most upside. Paul Richardson is probably going to start the season as the number two wide receiver. He's kind of the guy most fantasy players are aiming for right now. And if Kearse gets traded, that'll really bump up his stock. But I definitely like Lockett as like a long shot. It might take a few weeks because he's coming back from injury, but he's got the most upside.
Jeff Ulrich joins us from DraftKings NFL Fantasy Talk today. Of course, lots of people doing their drafts this weekend. Strud's doing his tonight. Well, it's kind of like these. Is your league called the East Coast League of Fantasies?
No, it's called the Super Elite Draft of the NFL.
Yeah, you don't even know. you don't even know. Now, you know, there's lots of, there's other question marks. McFadden, we think, is going to be the guy. I know you didn't like him in week one, but then he got better in the preseason. But does Pittsburgh's defense, how much better are they suddenly with Hayden? And are they now, you know, a lot of people like their defense before, but when you look at defenses to draft, not individual position, but as team defenses, where do you see the Steelers?
I have the Steelers ranked really high. I actually think I have them ranked like second or third this year. They've been compiling defensive players over the draft the last couple of years because they've got their offense set. They've got their four big pieces and they don't need to worry about it really. And they've just been compiling linebackers. Brian Shazier, if he stays healthy, he's one of the best players in the league, in my opinion. And then you add, and their secondary was better last year. It was sort of a weakness for them, but they drafted a few young guys. They improved. They were pretty good against the wide receiver position. Joe Hayden looked good to me in preseason. You mentioned off the top, I don't know what the Browns are doing. I guess it's a cost thing, but I thought he looked like he was going to bounce back. He's still only 28. He's got a lot of motivation here. I think it's a great pickup. I was really happy he went to Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh's one of the teams I could see legitimately challenging New England this year. So I think it's going to be a great fit.
What as far as just your philosophy of drafting defenses? Like, let's just say you're in a league just where it's just a defense, not positional players. Is that something you wait for the later rounds, or if you can get something mid-rounds, you kind of just to get maybe a little advantage on other guys?
Here's what I do with defenses. I'm not the first one to draft a defense ever. What I do is people always overdraft them. Someone will take them in like the eighth round. But once I see people starting to draft defenses, I'll get the one I really like. So my last draft that I did yesterday, I think I got Pittsburgh, and it was in the later round. But I kind of wait until people start taking them off the board, and then I get mine. And then what I actually like to do, this is kind of cheap, but I always save a bench spot and I try and get another defense so that people who wait, then they can't get that good matchup. Like the Rams have a great matchup week one. If you use one of your bench spots, then you're taking that off the board and your opponent can't use them against you. So that's kind of a strategy I like to do.
Some people
get mad at me for it, but it's a good way to block your opponent.
Well, you know, especially for week one, because the reality is there's all in some fantasy leagues, it's almost an advantage to lose in week one and get a higher waiver wire pick, because there's always a few players everybody in every league has missed out on. And then some guy loses by 2 points, some guy loses by three, and the guy that loses by two gets the first pick, and that guy can turn out to be a heck of a player.
Absolutely.
What do you make of the Chiefs, who have been a very good fantasy defense for the last few years? Have they dropped off at all? And are the Houston Texans defense, the return of J.J. Watt, you got Clowney, how good are they going to be?
The Chiefs, I have downgraded the Chiefs a bit this year. They always seem to score, have a few big games under Andy Reid, though. So they're not like downgraded to the point where I wouldn't use them. I mean, they're still a really good team. They do have a bit of a tougher schedule this year, I think, which kind of comes into the conversation as well. Houston, I still like Houston as a defense too. J.J. Watt is going to be a big boost. And by the way, the Houston Texans are going to have a ton of motivation with all that flooding going on week one. And they get Blake Bortles. So that's another team.
It's the reason I drafted him. I'm not lying.
Exactly. They did lose A.J. Boye over the offseason, which hurts them a little bit. That's why I don't have them ranked quite as high as like a Pittsburgh, but it's still a really good situation. They wouldn't be my first team off the board, but you know, if you kind of waited and Houston was still there, that'd definitely be a team I'd target.
I want to ask you about the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, a lot of people are saying that they might have a really good offensive line. Is that a reason to maybe look at a running back there? I don't know if you're too – like a Carlos Hyde or someone, just because of that front group that really makes some moves?
Yeah, Carlos Hyde is one of the most underrated running backs on the board for me. And it's definitely – the O-line should be better. The offense is going to be better with Kyle Shanahan. He's just a better offensive coordinator than what they had last year. And Carlos Hyde's an efficient pass catcher too. So like if you're in a one PPR league or even a 0.5, he's a great pickup. He caught like over 80% of his passes last year. And the people behind him just aren't really that good. They drafted Joe Williams. He's not really that impressive. Carlos Hyde is a guy who drops too far most drafts for me. He's I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up in like the top 12 RBs. He's gonna get a lot of work, and like especially for DraftKings week one too, he's 4,600. It's a really good guy to target.
Lastly, the tight end position. Gronkowski, obviously, when he's healthy, there's no one better. It's not really close. Then you've got guys like Reed, who, when he's healthy, that guy's numbers are almost as good as Gronkowski, but he can't seem to, you know, they both have the injury problems. Greg Olsen's been around for a long time. Is there anybody you're seeing as a breakout tight end into the top five this year?
Into the top five? Oh, man, it's such a thin position this year. Like, I'm going over guys and there's people I like, but they're just not really, they're not that talented, or they're just not in a good enough situation. I do still like Delanie Walker, but he's going to have to deal with more targets this year. The player most people are talking about this year is Zach Ertz. With the trade of Jordan Matthews, it just feels like he's going to get so many targets because Nelson Aguilar is the only slot receiver they have left right now. And he's bad. He was the worst graded wide. I think he was the worst graded wide receiver last year on Pro Football Focus. So, I mean, unless he takes a big jump up, Zach Ertz is probably going to get a lot of targets that were lost from Jordan Matthews. He's the player that most people are talking about. I'll give you a dark horse, though. It's Vance McDonald, the guy the Pittsburgh Steelers just traded for. If you're bored or anything like that, go watch some YouTube videos of Vance McDonald's highlights from the San Francisco 49ers, because not only is he a really good run blocker, but he's a fantastic athlete. He's a good pass catcher. He can run after the catch. he's going to work really well, I think, with Ben Roethlisberger in that offense eventually, just because everyone's going to be covering Antonio Brown, Martavis Bryant. He's just going to have more opportunity. He's got the skills to really put up a big year. So he's kind of my dark horse for a guy who might pop up by the end of the year.
I got just one more for you. Sammy Watkins, I don't know what it was when he was drafted. I believe the Bills traded up for him. I love this hair. Hasn't quite gone off to the best NFL start. Where are you at on this guy? Again, another kind of wild card pick or someone who's somewhat solid?
I'm not going out of my way to draft him in a season-long league for sure. There's just so many question marks with Jared Goff. And quite frankly, Sammy Watkins, he's hurt. His motivation sometimes, you're not sure where he's at. He's super talented. I mean, definitely could pop up. And I mean, with the new coach they have in on the Rams, I mean, I like it. I think it's going to work out well, but I just don't know where Jared Goff is at yet. He's looked okay. And I think that's a big thing with Sammy Watkins. If he drops and people get scared of him, I definitely wouldn't be scared of taking a shot on him because he's so talented, but he's not a guy I would draft too high.
Jeff, great stuff, man. We will talk to you again next week. Appreciate it.
Okay, thumbs up. Thanks, guys.
It's Jeff Ulrich from DraftKings.com.